All right, we are back, you guys, with Beyond the Barbell, episode 7, with another member, Erin. Erin, if you want to introduce yourself and tell us what you do, and we'll chat a little bit.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. My name is Erin Abrego. I'm a financial advisor here in Gig Harbor with Edward Jones. This month, I'll be celebrating my 8th anniversary.
Yay. Oh, I didn't realize you had been there that long.
Yeah.
Cool. What did you do before that?
Real estate.
Oh, nice. So I had Erin on. Erin was another one that I've been trying to get on for, I don't know, I think for over a month now. The weeks are packing on. And I wanted to have Erin on because I like having people on to these episodes, talking about stuff that I think is really relevant right now. And something that people are talking about. And so we've had medical professionals, we've had frontline workers, we've had teachers, and now I want to talk about the financial side and kind of, why don't you talk about what just you're seeing and kind of this last, gosh, we're so far into this now, 51. So basically the last month and a half, how that has looked and what that has been like for you week over week over week.
Well, the first 3 weeks started off a little differently than things are now. When the market was absolutely crazy, you know, and dropped, you know, the biggest 1 month drop I think we've ever seen. We spent a lot of time reaching out to clients and trying to be proactive and just identifying how the current market conditions were affecting their long-term goals. You know, what does that mean for them? Do they need to make any changes? And taking care of anything around kind of individuals in their situations. Then we've kind of shifted gears and trying to reach out to people who don't have an advisor or who have an advisor who hasn't reached out to them and just trying to be a resource for them. You know, can I answer any questions? You know, do you have a long-term goal and what does it look like and how has this affected it? Are you in quality investments or do you have any idea and don't know where to start? So just kind of shifted it since the market's stabilized a little bit and just trying to, you know, reach out to those people who need help and be a resource for them.
Yeah. Yeah. People really have advisors that haven't reached out to them.
Absolutely. In times like this, there's a lot of advisors that hide. You know, it's hard to have those conversations with clients when you're with them and you're opening up those statements together or looking online and seeing that they're down 15% or, you know, that they've lost, you know, money and those conversations aren't fun, but they need to be had. They need to be told why, they need to be told what it looks like. And, you know, some of the silver linings in it, you know, you can buy things at a discount, that kind of stuff.
Speaking on that, I've heard a lot of people talk about that, say like, oh, now's the time, you know, to get into investing or to invest some of that extra money you have. Is that kind of the thought in your industry?
Yes and no. You know, it really depends on people's individual situation. I'm a little bit old school and I want people to have the 6 to 8 month living expenses in their savings account. I think for so long people have forgotten about this and then times like these come along and they haven't had it. And the times like this is the reason why we need to have it. And making sure that the other ducks are in the row, you know, do they have life insurance? Because a catastrophic event can do more damage than, you know, not putting a little bit of money in the market. So just making sure that the things that need to be in place are in place before they just start dumping money in the market. And then making sure that what they're buying is, you know, quality investments at the end of the day.
Right. And how does that look like in terms of, well, actually, but let me back up. You always hear as you're growing up and through the market that once you do have a retirement or something in the stock market that you just kind of ignore it, right? Like you ignore the downward times because it's going to come back up. Is that also the case right now?
Well, you got to think of it that there's always tried and true principles, but there's also new and true. So markets change, people change, scenarios change, people lose their jobs. So there's always situations that could cause a need to relook at what you have, where it's at, how it's invested. Is it the right thing for your scenario? I mean, it's really got to be individualized to each person.
Yeah. And what about, we were talking about a few minutes before we hopped on this call, we were talking about also the difference in like the generations and the age groups. You have, you know, you have 55-year-old people who are already retired. And right. What does that look like compared to a 55 or a 60-year-old who's still working? What does that mean for retirement? What does that mean for the job market? What does that mean for the young person? What does that mean for the middle-aged person who still has their job and really nothing has changed? There's a lot. And what are your thoughts on that? And what are you seeing?
Well, ideally, that if you were within a few years of retirement, you would have had a safe money bucket already set aside that wouldn't have been in the market. So we always say the worst thing that you can do is pull money from your investments when it's on the way down. That's the absolute worst thing you can do. So if you were within that time frame or getting close or already retired, you should have had a safe money bucket that you can pull money from that is not in the market, that is not affected while we wait this out. If you're just about to retire or have already retired, hopefully that's the scenario. If you're in your 40s, now's the time to double down if you can. You know, like you said, good opportunities. You got to think about it. You're buying more shares right now, so eventually it will go up and you can own more shares. If you're young and just starting out, you know, if you've got the other things checked off the list that we need to have checked off before you start investing, starting with $50 a month, starting with whatever you can is going to make, you know, a huge difference in 20, 30 years. Just getting started and getting into that habit of saving and investing is key.
Yeah. And it's not something, we don't need to be like scared of it right now, right?
No. I always say like, because somebody will ask, well, can it go to zero? Like, can I lose all my money? If it's a quality investment and you know what exactly it is, I always relate it to, so, you know, if we own Procter & Gamble, well, are you still brushing your teeth and washing your hair and doing those things? Well, the answer is yes, kind of no matter what the market's doing. So taking a look at, there are some investments that absolutely could go to zero. We saw that in 2008. But again, that's where quality plays in to a lot of things.
Yeah. And what are you seeing in terms of saving and investment and who is doing okay and who's not? Is it really, does it matter what age you are? We were also talking about that before we started the call in that, you know, I feel like my parents, they've been through a few recessions and right. Most of them grew up with parents that have been through the Depression. Does that make a difference? Are you seeing that?
I've always kind of found that if you know how to save money, if you were diligent through your working life and were able to create a nest egg and whatnot, then you understand the market fluctuations and you understand the long-term goals and you appreciate, you know, what the money can do for you. But you also have the other end of the spectrum that we've read a report one time that said the average 50-year-old or the average 55-year-old has $50,000 saved in Vanguard, including retirement. So that's scary. That's eye-opening. And there's everyone in between. It's just, that's why I say starting early, you know, making sure that you've got things going and set up, you know, out of sight, out of mind, get it going monthly, just makes a huge difference.
Yeah, especially now that all those buckets that of people are getting money from in terms of government assistance and stuff, those are right. All going to be very, very strained. So right.
And I was going to say, you know, a lot of our parents had pensions. Pensions are virtually gone now, or very few people have those. And that's what a lot of that generation is living off of. And that's a little bit scary that, you know, the ownership of saving for your retirement is now pushed on the individual. And a lot of people aren't taking it seriously.
Yeah. I was talking to my husband about it. I always say that I think that every generation kind of has to go through something like this, like we're going through now.
Absolutely.
Because it changes your behavior if your behaviors were not something that was going to be smart in terms of your financial well-being. Right. And I think it's, I think that's what we're seeing right now, is that if, I mean, if you didn't save and you're in a hard place right now, I mean, I gotta think that that's going to change behavior, or I hope it is.
I would hope so. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, other than that, how is your working out going?
You know the answer to that. Not very well. I will say, so like I said, so those first couple of weeks when the market was crazy, I was working a ton. The only thing I could do was come home and walk, because it wasn't something I had to think about. Mm-hmm. So I was walking at least 2 miles a day. So doing something, but it wasn't necessarily as much as I should. I'm trying to get back into it. I did yesterday's workout. So
yeah,
I have literally no equipment. So
yeah,
if I have to look at something and think, okay, how can I replace that? I'm most likely to toss it out.
Hey, I messaged you about a bar. I still have your bar sitting here. So just stop by and grab it. I still have it. It has your name on it and everything.
Okay.
I know. It is tough. I miss the group, and I miss having people down here. And I think we were also talking about before, for everybody else, is that Aaron too, we both have really busy lives and busy families and kids around the same age, and we are enjoying that aspect of just slowing it down. Like, I feel like our family went from like fifth gear to all the way down to like first, which is actually super fun. It now feels like we have 3 days wrapped into every one. And so I hope that we can find a place for that to continue. I don't know. I spend a decent amount of time every day thinking about that. Like, how are we gonna keep our lives, some things the same right now when things kind of go back to normal, I guess.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure that it can ever, I'm sure it will go back and we'll get back into the groove just like we were, but I'm just trying to enjoy every day at this pace, because it probably, the next time it'll happen, it'll be my kids are out of college and I'm sitting here with our deal board.
we'll be really old, and they'll be telling us we can't come see their grandkids because of quarantine or something like that. Yeah, we can hope. I hope so.
Right.
Well, awesome. 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 Well, thank you so much. I'm glad we finally got to sit down, and I'm glad that you guys are still working and
busy and
taking advantage of this time. And hopefully we'll all be together soon down here, right down the road from you.
Yes.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care. Thank you.